I was also gonna like work into the tune, but then you started it earlier than me, so then I just had to kind of like meld. I just kind of had to like meld into it. You know what I mean? Welcome back, everybody, to Bad Film Good, the podcast where we look at poorly rated movies and we ask, of course, the question: is this bad film a good? My name is Declan.
And I'm Go Gadget co-host.
Brilliant. Nice. I thought you were actually just going to say Aiden.
No.
That was actually kind of good. but yeah, today we will be looking at Inspector Gadget, in case you hadn't guessed, with all the Inspector Gadget clues.
Yeah, baby.
But before we get into all the go-go gadgeting, Aiden, why don't you tell us what is go-go swamp ogering?
Oh, you've got me.
You thought I was going to say Shrek. Yeah. You thought I was going to say Shrek, but you don't say the thing. You say the thing of what it is.
I say the thing of what it is, and you say the thing that leads me into the thing. This is an article from BBC.
Go-go BBC article.
Go-go BBC... Left, no, yeah, wait, no, is BBC what? Left wing, supposedly?
No, well, I mean...
Oh, no, BBC's government funded.
Let's not get political now, Aiden.
Yeah.
It was definitely a go-go, get out of here, you biased BBC CEO or whatever the fuck he was. Anyway carry on.
This is an article from BBC, and it says... Dorset Council sorry for Shrek green harbour colour.
Not Dorset. Oh, Dorset. No.
You painted the coat green? It's late Shrek, it is.
Really straining to get those words out.
It's painful when you're in Dorset to speak.
To speak. It's all that fresh air.
Yeah.
Not enough smog.
A council has admitted making a mistake over a new footway colour scheme described variously by residents as snotty colour green. Oh, well, it's residents of the year.
It's like a scotty colour green, it is. And that's absolutely hideous.
Kind of lost it at the end there. The resurfaced path on Custom House Quay, Weymouth.
Oh, Weymouth! Oh, I love Weymouth.
Sorry. I'm not sure I'll be able to get through this.
You just can't help it. It forces its way up out of your throat.
Even drew the attention of BBC's Have I Got News For You. This is just an advert for Have I Got News For You.
Yeah.
Where it was compared to mushy peas. Dorset Council apologised and said it would correct the walkway surface. Basically, they haven't described it or explained it very well in the article, but they've posted the picture, which I guess does the explanation. They've repainted, they've resurfaced a walkway.
Yeah.
And I'll explain as to why, but they've got the colour scheme wrong. So the walkway off to the right-hand side is the normal, sandy colour, like it is in Westgate and
right.
stuff.
Right, right.
And they fucked up the colour on the one next to it, so it's like this weird pastel green. and the Weymouth youth are... The Weymouth youth are absolutely loving it. Sorry.
So why did it have something to do with Shrek? Just because it's like Shrek green or something?
Literally. The word Shrek green is why I chose this article.
This is as bad as the fucking I found Shrek in my fucking snot-coloured ice cream.
Yet. I'm really scraping gelato, the end of the barrel. Really. I've got one saved up, which is...
The green barrel.
Which is even worse. But this is... the council's head of highway said he was bitterly disappointed by the mistake.
Bitterly?
He said, unfortunately, when we set the shade of paint, there was an error made on the coding sent to the supplier. This is our mistake. We've apologised for it.
Which is so, like, arsey. They're like, we've already apologized yeah. for it.
They're like, fuck off with your news stories, yeah. all right? Not that big of a deal. Ron Green, we're fixing it. Yeah, all right, yeah, yeah. Go and report on something else.
When the green color was unveiled, that's a word, in April.
Yes, unveiled.
The council initially said it was the permanent color. They fucking doubled down. It then said it was only a base color before admitting human error played a part in the mixer.
Wow.
So they were like, no, this is what we meant. And then the people of Weymouth were like, oh, we bloody hate it. And then they were like, all right, no, this is just a base color. We'll put the other coat on next. And then they were like, no, you bloody lying, you are. And then they were like, yeah, all right. You got me.
All right, hands up. We like Shrek, that's all. We're trying to, Shrek it up a bit.
They said, we've done a full investigation to make sure we get all the facts right, which is why we have different stories coming out. That's why they were
sure.
Like, yeah, whatever.
I love that idea that they're like, we've done a full investigation. And it's just been the guy at the top was like, fucking all right, fine, we'll change it. Just tell them that it was a mistake, all right? I thought it looked good.
Fucking listen to this shit. This is the most... but we now have the full story... Which is why yesterday we apologize, because it turns out it's our mistake and we will deal with it. Oh, it turns out after a full investigation, it was our mistake.
They're like sampling the fucking molecules in the paint to do a full thorough investigation. I can indeed tell you, sir, that this is green.
This is why it's relevant to what's tracking the news this week, because the debacle was immortalized on the latest edition of the extended version of Have I Got News For You, on this occasion presented by Richard Ayoade. That would have been
Richie.
Yeah, good old Richie.
I just said old Richie. It's my mate.
The episode quoted Dorset councillor Louis O'Leary, who described the walkway as Shrek green. He's done it. He's linked it to his brief.
Yeah.
He said he was made to find an article related to Shrek. He googled Shrek. He found an article which had the word Shrek in it. He's done it.
Brilliant.
Tick box done. Anyway, what film are we doing?
Right, so all this smooth segue into the movie. Yeah. This week we're going to be looking at the Inspector Gadget movie featuring Ferris Bueller. And I'm going to do it.
No, don't worry about it. He's never been to Ireland. He's never been.
We watched this on Disney Plus, which described it as being a security guard's dreams come true when he's transformed into the ultimate crime-fighting tool.
Hell yeah.
Which I kind of have some issues with that description, but we'll get into it. Why don't you give us a couple little factoids about this? Episode, while I look up the actor.
No, you don't need to look up Matthew Broderick. What a sweetheart. He's never been to Ireland. So Inspector Gadget was made in 1999. It's directed by David Kellogg, and it stars Matthew Broderick, America's sweetheart, never been to Ireland, Rupert Everett, Jolie Fisher, Michelle Tenberg, Andy Dick, great name, Sherry O'Terry, Steve Buscemi, Mike Haggerty, and Dabney Coleman. Oh, and D.L. Hewley as well. Let's throw that in there. And Mr. T, apparently. But I don't... I, I, I don't
where
remember
was Mr. T,
Mr.
T in
this yeah, film. I don't know. I have no idea where that's from.
Oh, wait. Who voiced the car?
That was the D.L. Hewley guy. I don't know where.
Where was Mr. T?
I don't know.
That's
Mr.
So
T
weird.
Is credited maybe there was like as a, Mr. T.
There must have been a blink and you miss it, like on the TV ad or something. Also, I didn't know what happened with Matthew Broderick. But I've just read about it.
No.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off in Ireland.
Oh, no.
It's a bit rough. We'll call it at that.
It's got 4.2 out of 10 on IMDb. It's got 20% on Rotten Tomatoes, rough, and only 36 Metal Crickets liked it.
Yeah.
Oh, and it had a budget of 90 million. It made 134 million. So not bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
They probably used some of that to pay off the
family. No. We can't. It's actually sad, though.
It's really sad, yeah.
It's actually really sad, and it's kind of a crime that he didn't get fully charged. Anyway. look it up if you want. We're not going to go into it.
No, we might. All right.
We might make jabs.
Right. Should we get into it?
Let's get into it. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to do a little stretch. Oh, that was just right off the bat. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
So, I'm
on form.
Context for what we're about to do. We started this episode a week ago.
No, I thought we were just going to pretend.
No. I feel like... Because
honesty is the best policy.
Honesty is the best policy. And I thought now we can do two options, and I prefer one. Is when we do stuff like this, and we're like, oh, we have to delay, so we watch the film maybe like a week before, and then we're kind of trying to remember or whatever. We're like, yeah, vaguely remember, rough plot. I have very little notes, and I'm to be like watching the film the same day with these notes. That was a stretch. The notes that I've got here make no sense.
Oh, I can
barely remember. So
we only deliver the highest quality. Well, content. Yeah,
we'll try and go through it, but yeah. If we can't remember, we could just make it up.
So, you wouldn't know the difference.
No, you wouldn't know.
You'd be like, "Oh, I remember that bit in Inspector Gadget."
Remember when his pet dog like does a flip off the roof of the building, and he's like, "Go, go, Gadget, dog catcher!" And then he catches his dog. That was good, wasn't it?
Did he have a dog? I don't know.
Can't remember.
I love the bit where Garfield comes in.
I love the bit where Inspector Gadget goes driving in Ireland.
I remember that at least. So we're gonna stay away from that. Oh god!
Oh, no. Don't look at him. Don't look at him.
Yeah. Go call my solicitors.
But yeah.
Go to court maybe. Go to jail. All right.
Yeah. Go pay £100 fine, and then just don't.
Yeah.
Go say you're going to meet with the family and apologise, and then just never do.
Stop.
Don't look it up.
Oh, God. Don't look it up. All right.
Oh, he's a great guy. Anyway.
Yeah.
I can't remember if I've said the budget or who was starring or anything.
We did all that stuff. I think we were about to just get into... Yeah, so I don't think we actually... clearly said it before. We kind of briefly like said it and then went off on a tangent, but yes, it has been a week since literally the last bit of the recording that you heard. You can probably tell there's probably like a change in us being like, all right, let's get into it, and then I was like hey guys, how you doing? Yeah, just I should, you know, life gets in the fucking way.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, sometimes you're like, I'm not feeling the recording actually. Should we just do it next week? Should we just not upload anything?
Yeah. But whatever.
Yeah. So the film starts.
It's got. Okay, no, Aiden, don't. Why would you take the lead when you don't know? Film starts on the Thunderbird Island.
I have seven,
whatever it's called.
Seven lines of notes.
Oh my Christ! I have a fair bit of notes. I think I can
seven lines.
I think I could piece it together fairly well because I remember
one of them is he's jacking that guy off.
I feel like I've probably got this somewhere. Okay, maybe. We'll see. But yeah, no. So you've got like the classic. I mean, when did we say this was? 2000? Early 2000s?
1999.
So, I mean, it's basically the same thing. But it's that era of like, yeah, like 90s, 2000s. Kind of intro sequences where it's all crazy animated shit and whatever, and it's like the letter G being put together with all like robot bits and pieces and just like random liquids and rubber ducks and all this kind of shit.
That's great.
Yeah, but it was so chaotic, but it makes sense because of what we see with him. We'll get to it in a bit, but what we see of like how he's put together, because it is that chaotic, it's just ridiculous.
We'll get into it.
Get into it. But I mean, I think the base idea is fucking Ferris Bueller is a
he's a security guard.
Yeah, he's back from his Heritage Island trip. You know, the like Discover Island.
Yeah.
Press the green button or whatever it is.
Discover Ireland. Country roads. No.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's really terrible. Bad. Don't look it up.
Yeah. Don't go that far. But yeah, so he's working as a security guard, and he wants to be more than a security guard. And that's, you know, most of the films at that time, like, summarized, just like, they are this thing, and they want to be more than this thing.
Yeah.
Except, he's also, like, just kind of a bit of a creep, bit of a perv, a little bit. Because he's just, like, sat at the CCTV watching, because it's for, like, a... I don't know if it's for... And I can hear you clipping your nails. on the recording.
No, I'm gonna
stop it. Put it away. Yeah, you certainly cut and sell it, you bastard.
Ah, yeah, that was good.
Keep it in. That was too good not to keep it. All right.
I'll cut it. I'll
do the joke.
Yeah,
you cut around it.
Yeah.
Certainly get a bloody cutting on you. Anyway. he's working as a security guard, and it's either for like an apartment complex or just for a car park, I don't know, but he obviously sees this one woman like fairly frequently because he's just staring at her on the CCTV and he's like, hello, Ms. something, like whatever her name is, and he's like kind of fawning over her, just spying at her on the security camera. And then when he gets up to leave to, like, go and actually speak to her in person, there's a fucking, like, old lady security guard that was just sat next to him throughout the whole thing, where he's just, like, talking to this lady, even though she can't hear him, like, just talking to himself, like, slobbering over her on the CCTV.
He's like, one day we will be married, and we'll take a trip to Ireland.
Oh, no, stop. Enough with the Ireland jokes.
Don't
look it up. You could probably put one or two more in.
No more.
We'll stop that. Stop that. All right.
Yeah. You can pay me $100.
We're putting the brakes on it. You could say. probably could have done that.
pay me £100. I'll stop. Some would say that that's a low fine for me stopping that.
Okay. All right. So the point is. he goes and speaks to this lady, and she's just clearly not interested, and he's like, hey, I'm a security guard. And she's like, all right, cool, thanks,
she's
bye.
Like, okay, bye. He's so weird. He's so creepy.
Yeah, it's the whole... He kind of gives off the vibe of, like, he's supposed to be, you know, he has a heart of gold, and he's... Because he's going to be, like, the greatest detective or whatever he's supposed to be. The greatest, like, police inspector gadget, I guess. and so, you know, he kind of appears all wholesome, but it is a bit weird that he's just kind of stalking her a little. So. But is that time where they present that kind of thing as, like, cute just because they're the protagonist? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that weird thing they'd always do where it's like, oh, he watches her and follows her home. But he's pining over her, and also he's a... big celebrity actor, so it's fine. And so there's like, you have this other stuff that's going on where, so she's, it's so that lady, her dad is some scientist inventor guy, and they're working on this project where they're trying to like, they have like a fake animatronic foot. And they're trying to get him to control it with his mind, with all of these things that's like hooked up to his head. And they do this thing where they're like, oh, it's not working. Ah. And then she goes to like get something or whatever. She like leaves the room. And then he just lies back and he's just thinking about like his wife or something. And he's tapping his foot. And then the foot starts tapping, the animatronic foot starts tapping. And then she comes back in, she's like, oh my God, you're doing it. And then they try and it doesn't work. And then they figure it out. And she's like, oh, it's because you were using your heart, not your head. And I was like, okay. So by the end of the film, it's going to be a thing where it's like, oh, but you need to use your heart, not your head or something. And I'm like, ah, okay. All right, fine. Look, at least I know it's coming. So... You know, we'll prep for that.
But it's so stupid. Like, I'll get into it at the end. But that bit, I do remember the ending to this. And I was like, are you fucking joking?
Yeah.
But we'll get into it later.
Because they kind of break established laws, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. They do. Quite.
But you see, those laws were made using your head. You use your brain to make laws. You don't use your heart.
See, some laws are there for some...
Meant to be broken?
No, some laws apply to... They apply to everyone, some... bar celebrities, some would say.
Yeah, sadly. Yeah, don't search up Ireland. Ferris Bueller, whatever his name is.
Matthew Broderick.
Matthew Broderick. Don't do it.
Nicest man in Hollywood, Matthew Broderick.
Yeah. But then there's like this, and again, it's that kind of thing where they kind of, the film relies on the fact that people know who Inspector Gadget is. They know the characters from the actual show. They know the bad guy and stuff like that. Because they kind of have him... It's just kind of a quick, like, oh, there's a silhouetted dude in a limo, and he's like, do the evil thing now! And then his minions, like, have a little... They've got, like, a remote-controlled van that they, like, crash into the... I don't know if it's actually their house or if it's, like, a little separate lab they've got. I don't remember. But they use it to, like, crash into it so that they can steal all the technology that they've been developing and then run away with it.
And Matthew Broderick.
Stop it. I heard that. It's so loud.
Oh my God,
so
I can
loud.
See on the waveform.
Yeah.
It's like a little tick, but
no.
They are quite big. Yeah.
It's so loud.
Sorry.
And it sounded like you were right up against the mic. You just got your foot on the table and it's right up against the microphone.
It's my hands. You're just I'm not clipping my toenails.
Like, you got the big clippers and you're like...
My fingernails are too long.
Stupid. But essentially what happens is Mr. Security Guard is like, I'll stop them as they're driving away. And you have like a silly chase scene, couple random things happen. And he ends up fucking totaling his car and like flipping and landing upside down. And still he's like, hey, stop, you guys. And then his car fucking explodes. I think they did something. I can't remember what it was. Like they make it explode. Yeah, yeah. His car explodes, which is why I have the note. That guy is fucking dead. His car. Oh, I meant to put his car blew up, but I've just written his car now up.
His car now up. All right. Yeah. It's fucking crazy. Yeah. It was on ground, now up.
But yeah, like, I mean, he's dead. There's no way.
Like, it's the proper... this is...
Also for a kid's film.
Yeah, but it's like, it's crazy. Because this is like the... When was it? Like, new RoboCop? When did that come out? You know the new RoboCop?
That was only like maybe 5 years ago or something. Or maybe not even that.
2014 RoboCop stole with Joel Kinnaman.
2014? Was there none like since then?
No.
Almost 10 years ago, dude?
Yeah.
Oh Christ. I hate that. But I hate when stuff's like when you're like, oh, yeah, that was only... When was that? That wasn't that long ago. And then you're like, 10 years ago? Jesus Christ. We, for some reason, the topic of 9/11 came up at work. Not in like a meme way. It was just something like they were talking about something. And then it was like a passing comment, probably just like, oh, well, you know, when 9/11 happened or something. And then somebody was like, no, oh, I wasn't alive for that. And I was like, huh?
What?
And it was like, yeah, I was born like 2 years afterwards or something.
Jesus Christ.
And I was like, oh my God, yeah.
That it makes sense for you just like, oh, holy fuck.
Not that, again, I mean, come on, not that. We're not going to get into this. You know,
no, I don't
there's
mean
plenty
it
of other things
sense.
Where many people. Oh, no, I'm saying like, oh. We're using it as a frame of reference of being like, how could you not have been alive at 9/11? It was the biggest thing that's ever happened to anybody
ever.
You know.
But that is weird. That is weird. That means that I mean, this will be fucked up, but there will be a day where you're speaking to someone, and you're like, yeah, I mean, he's a little bit younger than me, but not by much. And then you say, oh my God, like, where did COVID? And they're like, oh, I wasn't born... I was born after COVID, and you're like,
yeah. You're like, oh, buddy. Well, you'll get the next one.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking weird. Like, imagine, mate. Like, fucking 2001 was like 20 years ago. That means like
22.
22 years ago, 1987. That was like 35 years ago. Don't look at that. Don't look at that.
Might be some odd maths on that, but we'll just go with it. Yeah. Yeah. That was like 12 years ago, man. That's like 500 years ago. I've got a bit where where's so this is, oh, okay. I was going to say, you said about him jerking off some guy, but you've got a note about him jerking someone off. I've got a note that says, oh, he grabbed that man's balls. Because I think there's a
that's what it is. So
was it, he was like getting used to his, so he's in the car crash, and then because he was nice to the lady when she didn't really know that he was actually perving on her, she was like, oh, well, he'll be a great candidate to just experiment freely on and turn him into a human cyborg thing that we've never done or tested on anyone.
Yeah. And I was like, did he sign a waiver for this? Because, like, he's just going to wake up and he's like, what the fuck?
Which is kind of what happens, yeah.
Yeah. It's fucked up. Like, I wouldn't want to... Yeah, maybe I would. I've changed my mind. I was going to be like,
you're thinking about all the freaky things you could do.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be waking up and think and like turn into Inspector Gadget. But then, yeah, I would. But still, yeah. I don't think he's.
I heard it. Stop it. I can't. You're not getting them past me. I fucking heard it. You're putting these in, man. You can't cut all them out.
No, I'll cut them all out.
He's cutting his nails, everybody. He's cutting his nails. It's unprofessional.
I'll replace them with a different noise.
Now, that's dangerous, because that sounded like you actually cut something instead. No, stop it. I can hear it. No, it's the tiny little ones.
No, I was that one I was tapping on my keyboard.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, but yeah, so he basically, they're just like, all right, we got to operate on him to save his life. And I was like, all right, well, he was dead, but sure.
Yeah, he's in three million pieces, but okay.
And I get, again, it's always the thing, like, you know, we're two adult men reviewing a pretty much a kid's film. I mean, it's, you know, a family film, essentially, but it's basically a kid's film. So when I, you know, criticize the fact that the absolute ridiculous shit that they're pumping into this guy and fixing him with is just so stupid. They're just like, give me this fucking, like, this industrial pipe of fluid that I'm just going to, like, boom, plug in there, and all this weird, like, goopy fluid is just going to go into his general body, because you don't see it because it's on the operating table. And then they've got like springs and fucking pipe cleaner and all shit. Stop it! You think you can catch me while I'm in a fucking monologue? While I hear it! How many? What do you have left to cut?
I've got 10 fingers, man.
Oh, Christ.
I really thought I could get away with that one.
No!
All right, Christ. I'm done.
Maybe. Really? You gotta like, leave one. But anyway, so... But before he's either being operated on or it's just before he's being operated on. And you've got this mayor lady. I don't know I said mayor like that, but mayor. Who is just, like... super, she's kind of her character was kind of amusing, just for the fact, because she's like super, I don't know if fake is necessarily like the right word, if it does it justice, but she is kind of, she'll just be like, hello everyone, I'm big and smiley and everything's going great.
She's quite a good mayor.
Not completely falling apart.
Yeah, she's quite a good mayor, because it's just like very politician-y, like, Yes.
Yeah, it's supposed
good.
To be a bit of...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a bit of a parody, isn't it?
Yeah.
In a sense, yeah. But she's basically just like, all right, can we get this program going? Like, is this the guy? Like, are we found a candidate? And then I think she might have asked, like, why did we wait so long? And then the... I don't know what the fucking lady's name is, the love interest lady, but she's just like, oh, yeah, well, we're waiting for the right man to come along, or something like that. And I was like... What? So, do you mean by the right man? Do you just mean somebody who's completely destroyed, who's like practically fully dismembered into like the smallest pieces?
Yeah,
she's like,
pretty much.
You know, that's the right man. I think. You know, it didn't really work with everyone else. They died too quickly because they were like, you know, one leg and that's it.
but this guy got his brain.
Yeah, but it kind of felt like a horror film almost when they were like putting them all together and all this kind of stuff. It felt a bit surreal because it just made me think of like I don't know, like the Thing and stuff, where it's all just sort of very uncanny and like weird, because it is just depicting them putting all sorts of weird shit just into this guy's body.
They do like funny gags with it. They chuck like a rubber duck in there, and you just
I'm like, where's that going?
Yeah. What's that for? Like, he's a detective to fight crime.
go rubber duck. Yeah.
Go magic.
No. We have devolved so much on this podcast into just the most crude, crass shit. It's just I have to go back and edit the clips after you send them to me. Sometimes
all sexual.
They are, yeah. I do get a little concerned about the direction that we portray ourselves as going, because all the clips are just way too sexual. In like, but like lusting after the fucking bunny from Looney Tunes, or
it's in our Discord chat. Every time you click on, I keep resending it so that it's the first thing I see in our Discord chat.
Oh,
Lola
Christ.
Bunny. Please.
Oh, no, please. No, so, I mean, on the subject, though, there is a bit where, like, so he wakes up and he looks, like, completely normal. Like, a normal, there's no, like, missing pieces, or he doesn't look like he's kind of half made of anything. You know, he's not a RoboCop kind of deal. He just looks like a normal dude who may or may not, you know, have been in a car crash. And in Ireland, but there's a bit where, like, she's then checking him over and making sure that he's fine, blah, blah, blah. She, like, bends over to pick something up. And this is the moment where I was like, oh no, they're doing this again. Why do they have to do this with kids' films? Because she bends over, and I don't remember exactly his reaction, whether it was his, like, it's like some weird uncanny valley thing, whether his eyes pop out or something happens. So. But he does like
all
a
like steam comes out of his ears.
Yeah, but he does like a oh, and he's like, you know what I mean? Like just because she bends over, he just instantly is like just fucking jumping around the room, and then goes back to normal before she turns around. And that's the first instance of, like, I probably got some other bits written down. Yeah, there are some other bits here, but that's the first instance where I was like, man, what? This is the first bit that we're seeing of Inspector Gadget, and immediately he's just like, oh, big bum on lady, ooh, ooga, yeah, whoa, oh, what a fuck. You know what I mean? I'm just like, man, kids don't want to see this, and it's not, like, subtle and funny enough for adults. I don't know if I probably already mentioned it on this, because it's always the example, the go-to that I use of, like, adult humor in family movies that kids don't get or see, but it's there for the adults and they go, ha ha, is that what you did there?
Yeah.
One of my favorite examples will always be Robots. Because that film has so many good euphemisms that will go right over a kid's head. Right, they literally, you know, they're talking about how, because they get a builder box for the baby, and then, you know, he's like, oh, so he didn't come, like, pre-made, and she was like, no, we got to build him, but that's the fun part, or something like that. And just you know, they have little bits and gags. The bit I like is the bit where you've got the two, you see the robots going in and out of two bathrooms at one point in this big building, and for the men's symbol on the bathroom, obviously, instead of like a stick figure guy, it's literally a plug, and on the women's it's a socket. And it's just like a silly little kind of like ha ha ha, but I was just like,
that's
clever. And it's the, I feel like you don't need to have the main character. It's the same with the fucking horny ass suit from My Favorite Martian. You don't need a character who's there just like, yow, God, I just want to, I just want to ravage you. You don't need that kind of shit. Like, it's a kid's movie. What are the kids going to get out of that? You know what I mean? Because the kid, I mean, the kid's going to be like, ha ha, he's looking at her bum. I'm just like, I don't know.
It's good.
Yeah,
it's good. We're for it.
It's good. You heard it here first.
You heard it
gentlemen.
First, ladies.
Aiden is gentlemen. All for it. I don't know. So he's just getting you like. Oh no, he basically just gets like fucked over by the police department, right? Because his whole thing is he wants to be a policeman. That was it. He was a security guard, but he wants to be a policeman. He wants to be a detective, but
he's not
good. Like. Good enough or something.
The policeman's like, I hate you for a vague reason.
Yeah. I think it's the idea
of... Everything's very vague in this, because, like, the villain is like,
I am a villain.
Evil. And yeah. then he's like, why? He's like, I don't know, but I am.
And he looks good doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like Inspector Gadget gets put on like all of the really menial tasks, all of the sort of like the kind of joke things, like getting cats out of trees and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously he's like, but I want to be fighting crime. And then the other guy's like, I don't give a fuck. And I hate that you're here and I'm trying to get you to go away.
Literally to his face as well.
To his face, yeah. I think it's the whole thing of, you know, machines taking people's jobs, and he's like, I don't like you because you're better than us and you'll replace us and whatever.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But it's not like they really go into depth, but I feel like you could just kind of assume that. Because they say a couple of points like, oh, you know, he'll be the best super cop ever. You know, he'll be able to do everything. Yeah, so I've got my notes there about the menial tasks and stuff. I can't remember what... You just have, like, the vague thing that the big bad guy basically kind of reverse engineers that one foot that he had to learn how to, like, make his own robots, basically. And actual, like, full robots as well, not, like, people who... were anything. He just makes like full robots. So then you get the evil version of Inspector Gadget, which again I'm sure that that's probably something from the show. It does ring a bell.
Did you watched it as a kid, right?
Not much. I knew loosely of it as a kid. I think it was one of those things where I always wanted to be able to watch it when I was a kid, but never had really the access to it.
Okay.
I think. But I definitely didn't watch, like, much. So I didn't really know a huge amount about, like, the Inspector Gadget lore. You know, the go-go deep lore. But the... Yeah, so the bad guy, for some reason, and I'm not sure why, for some reason, he... creates a replica of Inspector Gadget so that he can have this replica go and just destroy the city and just be a nuisance to everybody so that he can frame Inspector Gadget.
But why?
I'm assuming like, oh, so that he won't be able to get in his way and stop him from doing the evil things.
But what evil?
But what is it? Yeah, it's probably a mix of, you know, maybe we missed it, and then also it's been a week, so I don't remember him having like a larger goal in mind. But he literally tells that robot version of Inspector Gadget to just like just destroy the city, pretty much. He's like, just go and kill them all, really.
Yeah. I mean,
he's
quite evil. He builds like a sex robot.
That's what I was going to go on to next. Yeah, exactly.
He builds like a robot version of the love interest to Mr. Gadget. Mr. Gadget. Inspector Gadget.
First name, Mr.
Yeah. Inspector Mr. Gadget.
Well, because legally he died in that car, so they had to just give him a new identity.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was like, what's
first name, Mr., last name, Gadget.
Yeah. And then they were like, why didn't you call him Inspector as first name? And they're like, well, yeah, but then it'd be weird, because then his title would be Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, so Inspector Mr. Gadget is much better, clearly. that was one of the things where I was like, oh, that's so rank. Why did they have to, like, he's made this robot that's, very, and again, it is kind of like, I don't know, I feel like people might not necessarily agree, but it feels a bit noncy because he's made this sex robot that is basically just the mind of a child, right? Because it's just this completely,
I want to do cartwheels, woo!
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And she's just completely like, she's not an adult, she's not anything. She's probably like 3 days old, but she's, stop it. I heard it. You said you had done the last one.
I thought there was a pause there, and I was like, I got away with it.
Fuck's sake. But no, yeah, it's... It's yeah, it's just, it's another one of those things that just added on to it where I was like, why, man? We just want to see Inspector Gadget do the funny things. Like, that shouldn't that be enough?
But yeah, I mean, and if you really think about it, it's like, so an evil Inspector Gadget is like going around destroying the city. They capture him, like, they do a Inspector Gadget off. The evil one's like, go, go, Gadget, flamethrower, and then Inspector Gadget is like, go, go, Gadget, rubber.
Fuck you.
Dildo. And then just like, fucks him, I don't know.
Well, because you've got Inspector Gadget who has all the weird and wacky stuff that helps him do things, and then you've got the evil Inspector Gadget who has like, just an arsenal of weapons.
Yeah.
He's just got guns and explosives and things. Also, I do have a note here, just to round off that other point. They literally say, I don't know if it's the sex robot lady that says it. I think it is, where they literally say that he wanted to make robots that, quote, never say no.
Fuck me.
Yes. And they're teaching that to the kids.
Oh, that's...
Leaves a sour taste, doesn't it?
That is,
it's nuts. All right,
right. That's I was going to say that was right on the edge, but that's like the edge, and then you've leaped up and done a backflip.
But yeah, because I get it. He's supposed to be the bad guy, but like he's already built a death machine that's going around trying to kill people, and like why have the sex robot
deal? What is his
He's just
deal?
He's just a flamboyant villain. just for vibes.
Just so weird.
You know what I mean? I'd be okay with that, but why make him like, just why do that? Like, you don't have to, he's already a bad guy. We get it. We accept it. Nobody's thinking, oh, maybe he's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to be like, oh, but he also likes rape.
Fuck.
You, yeah. Right?
Yeah,
am I wrong?
Yeah, no, you're completely right. Few honorable. It's just a weird film. Like they've got the talking car, which is in the cartoon, but like the car's like, I hate you, Inspector Gadget.
And oh then my
Inspector
god,
Gadget is like, yeah, but why? And the car's like, yeah, I guess I don't know, really. And then now we're friends. And like, also, he breaks the fourth wall. Like,
yeah, they do a few. They did one which I thought was actually quite good. Because it was so... Because they did away with any pretense of anything. And they literally all... It was where he chopped the... Oh, no, the head falls off the statue right at the end when they collapse into it. And then he's like, you should have quit while you were... ahead, and then everybody looks at the camera and literally like leans in like
yeah,
and I was like, that was enough on the nose, like not just on the nose, that was enough my face that I was like, that was pretty good.
But it's just like there's one where he's like they're about to like crash into someone and like basically kill someone and they don't and he looks at the, well, it's a car, but he's a little screen.
He's got a little panel, yeah.
And he goes like, you really thought this is a Disney movie? This is a Disney movie. Of course we're not going to kill someone. And I was like, what the fuck is that?
Like, yeah.
What's that for?
Just like so trying dumb. To be funny, like meta. But the thing is, I had issue with the car as well, because it's another example of films back then where they utilize the car is very obviously supposed to be like the stereotype of like the cool black best friend or the cool black sidekick or whatever that they'd put into stuff, because he's like I can't remember all the quips and things that he'd say, but it's this it's that it's another one of those things where, like, when you look across movies and you're like, okay, so they've reduced this they've reduced this kind of character to like a side item car, you know what I mean?
I
can't remember. I'm probably not explaining it right, but it's the thing of like reducing black actors to
objects,
literally objects.
Yeah,
and for gags, like that. He's basically just I make the funny quips, and it's cool because it's the voice actor is a black person.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like utilized rather than being a person in the film. So I was, as soon as it turned on and he was like, I can't remember quips that he said, and I don't want to sound insensitive. But he was basically, as soon as he started quipping and, you know, being like, hey, I'm all cool and all this kind of stuff and I'm the car. And I was like, oh, that's just a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not good. So the end of the film, Gadget gets beat and he's like gets thrown away in the trash, and the family in the car and everyone are like, oh no, a Gadget, no. And then like he wakes up. Because the whole thing is
a processor chip, right?
Yeah, it's a processor chip. They literally say in the film, like, the whole brain behind the organization.
There's the dinner bell.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I heard it.
No, I picked it up. It took me a second. I thought somebody knocked into something, but it was Aiden's dinner bell. Come here, Aiden. Dinner time. Oh,
God,
brilliant.
Damn it.
What have you got for dinner, Aiden?
Fajitas.
Woo! Woo! All right. Where did the ukulele come from? I hope that we get a regular segment of like, what does Aiden have for dinner? And we just wait for the dinner bell.
The dinner bell goes off, I say what it is, and then I play the ukulele.
That's the kind of quality that people are here for, I think.
Yeah.
So he needs the chip. They establish that well into the film. They keep saying, oh, the chip is the brains of the... This is what really is the real technology. This is the great stuff. Then the evil guy has his evil scientist. And he's like, wow, this chip is amazing. If we don't have this chip, we got to get this chip.
We need that goddamn chip.
Thing. Because she
says to him, if you don't have this chip, you cannot function. Your entire body literally will not function. Because it's too much... That was a sad ukulele dramatic ukulele noise. Because the human brain could never like have enough processing power to actually utilize all of the crazy shit they've just compacted into his body.
Yeah.
So you cannot move. You will be gone and dead. That's what they established.
Yeah. And then the evil guys like, we gotta steal the chip. Because if we don't have the chip, my vague plan will fail. And then and then his underling's like, what's your plan again? He's like, doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. And then...
we'll find out. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Then Inspector Gadget's in the trash. They find him, and they're like, oh no, he's dead because the evil guy stole the chip. And then he wakes up, and he's like, actually, I don't need the chip. And they're like, how come? And he's like, just don't. And then they never fucking... they never explain it. They never mention it again. They're like...
Well, I was going to say, they do explain it, but it's not an explanation that you'll be happy with.
No, I don't accept it.
Because the only explanation is he doesn't need the chip. The heart is enough.
Stupid. She literally fucking said as much that, wow, he definitely needs the chip, though. Like, because the whole thing, she's like, well, Dad, you're using your heart to make the foot move, but you still need the chip. The chip is the whole thing. The whole point of that's the whole reason the evil guy is chasing fucking, like, he gets, at one point, the love interest starts working for the evil guy, and his scientist, the evil guy's scientist, is like, why would you get her to work with you? Like, that doesn't make any sense. And he's like, duh, so she can build the important ship. The whole reason we're doing this thing. And then fucking Inspector Gadget just goes, nah, don't eat it. And she goes, oh yeah, but that's right.
You don't
right.
get it, Aiden. It's because the bad guy doesn't have heart. He only has head, brain.
He's got head game. But
no.
He only has head. Yeah, very bloody dead.
Well, he's got that fucking sex row, isn't he? Jesus.
It's so... I remember watching it just be like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I remember watching it, and the evil guy's got the chip, and I was like, oh, this is interesting, because they'll have... It'll be like, what do we do without Inspector Gadget? They'll have to, like, go steal the chip or something. And then he's like, nah, don't need it. They're like, cool, good, that's good. Explanation? Don't worry about it.
Keep your bloody chip, mate. Don't want it, don't need it.
So stupid.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't have any more notes. Because
I've got one... I've got one last note, because the bad guy has a cat, and there's a bit where I don't remember what it is, like if he's in a plane or something, I don't remember, but the end basically has like the bad guy, they're like falling from a height, and I don't remember why, whether it's off a building or off a plane, doesn't matter. The point is that my note says, hey, at least the cat got a parachute. Because they just have they give the cat a parachute, and the cat parachutes down, just like floats in. So I just thought that was a nice touch.
I do not remember that in the slightest.
Yeah.
But I, you know, that doesn't make it, like, I'm not surprised by it. Like, you know. Isn't there a dog in this?
Because
I've got a... The dog keeps eating his mouth. What does that mean?
The dog? I don't know. Whose mouth? The bad guy? The good guy?
I don't know.
Who has a dog?
I don't remember.
Maybe he does have a dog.
I
think he does. No, because he does. Because he says something about, like, he has to go and feed his dog or something, right? Isn't there like a thing where he's like, I don't know. I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. But bad film good?
Nah. Bad film not great. Like, maybe if I was a kid, but there's a bit of kind of the wacky, uncanny valley nostalgia behind it that reminds me of things like Spy Kids and that sort of era of like really off the walls fucking goofy stupid shit, but it's not Spy Kids. You know what I mean? I feel like if I watched Spy Kids now, obviously it would be like, man, I was a dumb kid. But Spy Kids,
I really want to do Spy
something
Kids,
like that is
but
is,
yeah. It's quite highly rated.
Yeah, I'm sure. No, don't get me wrong. I'm sure that it is. It's just that thing of like how you remember something when you're younger versus when you watch it and you're like, God damn, like the acting is so bad or this or whatever. But it's, I mean, it's all part of the charm. But with this one, it just, I don't know, just wasn't enough for me.
We could rewatch Shark Boy and Lava Girl. Dream.
I don't want to do that.
Oh, good. But I would say it's interesting actually doing it this way. Well, it's probably not for the listener because we had nothing to say about the film because we can't remember it. But
I feel like we covered it well enough. It'll be a shorter episode, but there's not that much to cover.
I remember thinking it was like, I was like, yeah, I mean, it's, it was pretty fun, was it? It was a bit silly. I do like Matthew Broderick, aside from his personal life. I like him in films. I always like seeing him. He's in Deck the Halls, and I'll forever.
Oh, yeah, of course, of course.
But now, after a week's reflection, I'm like, I barely fucking remember it. Like, it's just a bit mid. Like, it's not, I wouldn't say it's bad. It's just like, meh.
That's true. That is true. I mean, we're also just not the target audience.
We were once.
But we were. And so we still have a credible opinion.
But yeah, that's about everything we've got for this week. Next week is interesting because this weekend,
yes,
I'll be coming to yours.
Yes,
and we could watch a film like we usually do, in the cinema. But I don't know what's on. Look, we'll say that
we do have the magic of the internet, however, so we could just quickly search it and cut that bit out. Or just leave it in.
I'll leave it in.
All right. So well, I'm on the View website right now.
We got... Hey, write in.
Oh, man, I want to rewatch Spider-Verse. Sorry, carry on.
Write in and take your pick out of these films. And we'll do the one that gets the most votes.
Do you know what's on?
The Flash.
No, I'm not doing it. I am actually not going to watch that film. I'm just not going to watch it. I just refuse. But no, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
I was looking at that earlier.
Apparently, now, it is not good.
Maybe we could do that.
I feel However, it could be a good... Mads Mikkelsen is in this?
Yeah, he's the villain.
Of course he is. He makes a good villain.
Right, so, I don't know. It's a tough one, because currently it's got 9 out of 10 on IMDb. So...
Bro, you're joking. What's Rotten Tomatoes saying? 9 out of 10? No way. The highest... IMDb highest ratings.
four reviews.
What?
It's got 4 reviews. I don't think it's technically out yet.
But is there not like advanced critic stuff? Because I thought
critic reviews doesn't count towards the on IMDb. It's slightly different.
Oh right. So but I thought it was already out in America.
65% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh yeah, Christ! Right. I think it's bad though. But wait, but the highest. Shawshank Redemption, which is the highest rated movie on IMDb, or at least it's just like the in the top spot. That is 9.3. There is no way Indiana Jones. Okay,
so that's interesting. So it doesn't. If you click on IMDb, it doesn't show the rating yet. But if you're on Google looking at the preview to IMDb. Then it says it's got 9 out of 10, but it's only got 4 user reviews.
Right. I mean, it is like, reviews, it's like 4 out of 5 Empire Online, 4 out of 5 Common Sense Media. I mean, you know, these whatevers. But like, I'm seeing some articles which are like, oh, it's way better than it has any right to be and stuff like that. I don't...
Why don't we say potentially... look. Next week, we're either doing Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, if we can be asked, and if not, we'll be doing a return.
Don't say The Flash.
No, we're doing a return to a beloved series that all our listeners keep writing in and telling us how much they loved it, and it's our highest rated episodes. Just joking.
Oh no, I saw the plan. I know what you're about to say.
We're doing the third and fourth part of our famous Alvin and the Chipmunk series.
Fuck's sake.
We're doing
And I'll watch three and four.
Yeah, we're doing Dial of Destiny, or we're doing Alvin and the Chipmunks Chipwrecked.
Christ. I mean, so, we're gonna have to do it eventually anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so, the only things... Right, these are things that we've got on, by the way. Indiana Jones, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, obviously, great film, not going to have to do that. No Hard Feelings, the one with Jennifer Lawrence, where she's like
the trailer dating looks some guy. Alright with that.
It looks alright. The first trailer, very, I think, like, looked better 20, than...
2005, like, rom-com, yeah. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Asteroid City, the Wes Anderson one.
I can't wait to... I really want to see that.
Yeah. Ruby Gilman Teenage Kraken, which absolutely looks like a pile of shit. But I'm not going to watch that and sit in a fucking cinema full of 5-year-olds. All right? I'm not doing
I've
it.
I've changed my mind.
No, I don't really want to pay to watch. Really no, wanna no, do I don't want to pay to watch this film. I don't want to pay to go watch it. I really don't.
Please.
I really don't. There's only one showing of The Flash because it's, I think,
so
not
funny.
Done very well.
It's just come out as well. That's so
and it's
funny.
Literally just come out. I mean, to be fair, I think they did this with Spider-Verse where looking at it in advance, it didn't have much. No, because Indiana Jones has like...
All of this.
This is on Saturday, the big day. Indiana Jones has like, what is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 showings at the moment. Showing on there, so yeah, The Flash I think is already on its way out.
Or we could do Little Mermaid. God,
no, the Little Mermaid. I don't want to see a bird talking underwater. Oh. Whatever bullshit that. I fucking do not know because the trailers. Flounder is just a real actual fish, and it
That's
looks
amazing.
So shit.
That is amazing. Oh, it's quite high.
I shouldn't have looked at these.
It's quite.
Yeah, I was really surprised to hear that. I'm so tired of these Disney remakes.
What was
just
that?
Just stop remaking
film
films.
Called?
I'm not going to tell you that.
All right. Anyway, we've gone for long enough. We'll watch something. But as always, we'll end the show with.
Oh, we get a ukulele in there now as well. It's a ukulele transformer.
Yeah. This is where we used to do a thing where we'd give you an inspirational quote from Inspirable, which is randomly generated quote snapped onto a randomly generated image. But then I said, these aren't funny anymore. So I was like, I'm going to go on to ImageFlip and find randomly generated memes. And you said, now fuck that, Inspirable is still funny. And now we've pit them up against each other to see which week, which is the funniest. It's currently Inspirable 7, ImageFlip 5. However, ImageFlip is making a bit of a resurgence as I turned off the... I turned on the Not Safe for Work filter.
No, you turned on the filter.
I turned
on. No, you turned off the one to prevent the Not Safe for Work.
Yeah, so now...
You unleashed it.
I have unleashed it, and it will just say anything. So, you go first this time.
All right. Got another lovely shallow depth of field kind of artistic shot going on. It's a chessboard that seems to sort of stretch off into the distance and kind of blur out as it goes sort of off, you know. You've got... Only two chess pieces on the board to the left side of the screen. One of them is the pawn for the white side of the board, directly facing off against the queen on the black side of the board.
Oh, I know this picture. I've seen
you know that you know the picture. Yeah, it's a classic one. It's very artistic. It's very kind of mellow. Got a bit of drama to it. And just in the top right, it says, "If you're in the government, be a butthole." But butthole is like two words.
So it's butthole.
Yeah, so it really emphasizes, like, be a butthole. Yeah. Hey, I mean, where's the lie?
Yeah. Although I wouldn't use butthole. I'd use a much stronger, more offensive word.
We're educating the youth.
Yeah. So this one is... this one is the Yoda beam, because when you turn off the not safe for work filter, it really, really makes Yoda go off on one. And this is I'll do it in the Yoda voice. It's
fuck you and your family. Find your own mother, you must, or part of the beach, you will.
What? Fuck you and your family. Find your own mother, you must, or part of the beach, you will.
But it doesn't even work in like his reverse language. What does that mean? Like,
stupid. Sweet. I win.
No. If you're in the government, be a butthole.
Yeah, no, but it's not butthole, it's butthole. Fractured butthole.
Yeah, no, but it is two T's. It's not one T, it's two T's, so it's still butt, like an actual butt.
All right. 8-5.
Yeah.
Fucking Yoda, man. Yoda's
you need to veer away from the Yodas, man.
Oh, they just make me laugh so much, but maybe I will. I'll give you a bonus one. I had one saved up. But I'm going to get rid of it. I'm going to start afresh. But this one is Yoda, and he says,
"Shut with the boys. Shut the fuck up, you will."
I think what ruins, what's kind of ruins it with me for the Yoda memes is
my impression.
It's the, no, yeah, it's you. No, it's the bit at the end where he says, like, something you will, because I think the AI is like, oh, this is how Yoda speaks, so he has to say something like that. If it was just Yoda and the caption was just sharp with the boys, that's killer. That's gold.
Yeah, you know you're right. You're right.
Because then he's like, sharp with the boys, and then he's like, shut the fuck up, you will. And I was like, ah, nah, see, you had me, but you lost me.
Because I took it as he's like, he's upstairs, he's shouting with the boys, and then, and then like, his mum's downstairs, and she's like, be quiet, you must. And he's like, no, shouting with the boys.
Yeah, why is he there? Arnie?
Fuck's sake.
But yeah. All right, thanks for listening.
Goodbye. Goodbye. It's me, I've been here the whole time.
Yeah, and yeah, we'll just leave you with a note. Don't forget, holidays to Ireland, pretty cheap, pretty good.
Yeah, pretty cheap.
Safe roads. Sure,
safe roads, yeah. Go on a, you could rent a car. And I hear, like, if you break this, like, even, because you know how sometimes you go on holiday and, like, you get confused that, oh, shit, I'm driving the wrong side of the road. Or,
yeah,
oh, shit,
yeah.
And then you're like, oh, shit, well, I don't want to, like, get arrested or get, like, a huge £1,000 fine. Ireland, honestly, it's fine. 100 quid fine for whatever.
Yeah, hundo.
Whatever. Literally anything.
Yeah.
£100. And yeah, no prison time.
Yeah.
Don't look it up.
All right.
All right. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, everybody.